This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, visiting relatives. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on IB English Radio. And obviously, the title of Chosen, Visiting Relatives. And, you know, I'm also going to put that in a slightly broader context that, you know, maybe for some of us, because obviously our modern lifestyles are such that, you know, people travel to other countries for study, for work sometimes, or people don't always, you know, the families, big, the extended families, don't always live in the same city. So there might also have to be means of communicating and keeping in touch and really showing concern for others by other means rather than always sort of being there, sort of having the physical presence. So I'm just also going to pick up on a particular method of how to, in a sense, remind ourselves what we need to do, whether we're keeping up with really staying in touch with relatives. Because obviously this is one of the important things that's said to us in Islam, that, you know, obviously we first always the respect and the care for the parents. And then obviously comes the respect and the care concern for obviously the rest of the family, all the relatives, however many relatives we have. So for example, the famous Iranian martyr Parviz Khosrow from the Holy Defense, who was a general in the telecommunications unit. He would write down in his notebook some of the things he still had to do. For example, he would, in his notebook, for example, he had also written that there's still particular relatives he had to visit. And, you know, when I read that, I'll just bring a little personal story. I know that some weeks ago, I realized that I have some relatives that I hardly ever see. And I really wanted to obviously just get in touch again. And obviously this is, so whether a notebook is useful for us, but for sure we need to actually be quite serious with this effort. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IB English Radio. And obviously I'm talking about the prerogative, the duty we have to keep in touch and look after not just our parents, but also our whole family, all our relatives. And, you know, obviously the care for relatives extends, goes from, maybe starts quite simply from just being in touch. And whether that means we can actually travel to visit them or just, you know, the occasional a phone call, you know, a video call, just call them and see how is it. And this is something we probably, maybe some of us need to train ourselves to actually do it. And presumably, as it is with all habits, especially with the, and we only want the good habits or with the good things, if we do it, if we actually remind ourselves and actually do it, then, you know, bit by bit, we won't have to sort of remind ourselves. It'll just come automatically that, you know, however often it is, every few weeks or once a month, we, you know, contact, we give a, we call the one of the more distant relatives. And but I do like the idea of the notebook because maybe we tend to forget things in our busy lives. And, you know, obviously this idea of the notebook, and I know that people were asking, for example, with the Iranian martyr Parviz Khosrow, because obviously they would have seen his notebook and people would have wondered, well, he would have written down in there all the things he still had to do, like maybe various relatives he had to contact. And then we ask ourselves, I think the people who were sort of talking about this, his life and his notebook, they were asking themselves, how much time did he even have for himself after fulfilling all the duties, all these things he wanted to do, you know, just to, you know, as I said, keep in touch with relatives and other duties he gave himself. And, you know, obviously these are things we're meant to be doing anyway. And yeah, we're probably, and this leads to the other question, you know, obviously we are very caught up in our lives, and it's so easy to forget everyone else around us. And I'm not just talking about family, also then maybe talking about our community and just sort of neighbors in the street and friends at uni or friends at work, colleagues at work. So inshallah, we can all just focus on just remembering everyone else out there as well. So inshallah, you've gained just some reminders from today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on RB English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.